The best tea in the city. On Kaya 959. On the street. On the air. On Kaya 959.
Indeed, that's what we are to do, to give you the best of music, best of content. We're together until midday. Thanks again to 959 Breakfast. They're back tomorrow between 6 and 9. Now, do men move too soon, too quickly, too fast in the first hour after divorce? Obviously, breakup. I mean, it's not like what we're talking about, you've never really paid attention to, you've noticed it. We all see it happen. Couple divorces. The woman is not ready to even look at another guy for months while her ex has moved on before even the ink has dried on the decree. Therefore, the question is, why do men move on so soon? Is this a way of dealing with pain or numbing pain? Or is this their process? Because you can't expect him really to, you know, have the same grieving process like her. Or should we? And ladies, you have dated one. How did it go? Do men moving on too soon? Okay. Is that a fact for you? Is that a... Somebody already has said, Mr. V, that is. That is a coping mechanism. I've seen more than 4 cases where they move on literally 3 months after a divorce. All right? The rebound thinks she's the one can't do. Nope. It's just a phase. It's just a phase. Okay? Mdu, where are you? Mdu said something. There you are. Mdu. Hello, Mkulas. Mdu, who's counting? Was too soon. If you're moving from hell to a world of milk and honey, enjoy immediately. Feast and be merry, he says. Oh my. Well, the big question, and the reason we're asking is because of a few comments came through from last week on the topic that we had. Like, hey man, there's this tendency, there's this thing. I'm like, yeah? Yeah, there is. What? Men moving on too soon after a breakup. Oh, man. And then obviously, as you know, the best in the city, what we'll do, we'll read about it. Now, there's research around this thing. Experts, as they research, as you know, human behavior, find that men move on too soon after divorce because of socialization. They're not socialized for emotional communication the same way as women are. So, if they are not able to communicate nakedly about their emotions, you can imagine they'll easily find a coping mechanism. The research continues to say men move on faster because they are good at compartmentalizing things, meaning they can't just put their old relationship in a recycle bin. They can actually just put their old relationship in a recycle bin and open up a new app. Get it? We've seen it. We've observed it. How he won't wait even for him to sign on the dotted lines. Once they're separated, he's available. Whether this is good for him or not, the very same research goes on to say, he later realizes, he needs to deal with something. Hence, late remorse. Because he is grieving. He just lost the relationship. Do men moving on too soon after divorce or breakup? Ladies, you dated a divorcee. How did it go?
But see, hey man, we had this discussion with my wife. Even after death, would happen? Will I move on? Would she move on? Yeah, not definitely. She's like, I'm not moving on. But me and I'm like, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But yeah, I think guys, we are quick, Vele, to move on.
All right. Thank you, Anonymous.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why men moving on too soon. 1, dealing with feelings is terrifying. Oftentimes, men will look for someone to distract them from dealing rather than deal with this breakup or divorce. So in reality, men are just trying to force the process of moving on. But in the end, of course, They have to confront those feelings, and sometimes somebody will be hurt again in the process. Two is men avoiding pain. Men don't feel the need to ruminate over every detail of the relationship, and this is something most women do. This could be because for most men, those thoughts serve no purpose. Guys do not handle negative emotions well, and they will fight very hard to stay in a place of contentment. The last teaspoon on the three teaspoons on why, hashtag do men moving on too fast, or too soon actually. Men don't know how to deal with this kind of failure. They have failed before, but this kind of failure is a bit difficult. A breakup, a divorce feels like a failed relationship to men. So because men can't handle or deal with this failure, so jump onto the next relationship to fix what failed, with the hopes that the next woman will silence the blow of an unsuccessful relationship. My tongue today. But you get me, right? Do men moving on too soon? Why? Why do they do that? And lady, you have dated a divorcee before, or a man who just separated. And the question I asked earlier on is, how did it go? You were a victim, emotionally and so on. Let me ask this question then, this hour. Why do women stay with emotionally hurt / wounded men? Why? Even this, you still stay even after he has said that he's just recently separated / divorced. Instead of you pausing him so that he can heal or to walk away. No, you don't. You stay. Why? Hashtag do men moving on too soon. Talk to me. Anisha Nge.
Sitini.
Kuthiwa nina.
Kuthiwa thina.
Yes.
As a collective.
Bob the builder. I will love him beyond his pain. I will heal him.
I am not that girl. I mean, that's not my portion in life. I am not.
But how would you know?
I am not Wonder Woman. I shall not swoop in there and save a mother's son.
Yeah.
It's not my portion.
How would you know, though, that he still needs healing?
You see these things.
Jani.
No. If you're in a relationship with a broken person.
Yeah.
And those signs of brokenness start creeping in and you start seeing them.
Mm.
You have to sit yourself down and pull yourself towards yourself.
Oh.
And say, am I willing to be the savior here?
Oh.
Are you saved enough way, na Angie,
yes,
to go and save somebody else?
Yes, sir.
And most of the time it's no. And therefore.
And let's just cut in, please. You say Tandil.
But no, I'm not Bob the Builder. I'm not that girl.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, but sometimes it's hard to see in the beginning.
In the beginning, of course.
There's these issues that this person might have, and you know, this portion is not for me to deal with.
No, this is very true.
You know, and sometimes you might find that, it's only this one issue. That's something I can deal with. And then more creeps up along the way. And where you feel like, you see, now I'm becoming a therapist. Now I'm your priest.
Now I'm your mother.
Your mother. I'm your everything. And I'm trying to fix you.
But
and
don't you want to be his everything?
No.
Like we said before.
You're my everything. Listen to that. Listen, come on. Listen. You are my, Nosipo, you are my everything.
You can't keep pouring. You know, what's this? You can't keep taking from an empty cup.
You are a born naturer.
This is an assumption. Hey?
You are a giver of life.
Not all women are naturers.
But in general.
Generally speaking.
Yes.
So me, I'm talking about that non-generals.
Yeah.
I'm the non-general.
Yeah, no, we're not really. Oh, babes, we're in coma.
How?
Hey, how, man? Dig deeper, man.
Right? Go.
Oh, yes. You see?
Oh, my word.
But apparently, it's not just men, eh?
Mm.
Women too. Lisa Homake, I got divorced 6 years ago, five months later.
Yeah.
Five months of marriage. No, six years ago he got divorced.
Okay.
5 months later, his ex-wife got married to his neighbor. He said, I watched as a child the 50% of my pension money with that guy. He even bought him a Toyota Corolla with my money. That time I was still a pedestrian. I remember one morning it was raining and they offered me a lift on my way to work. I had to suspend my pride and accept that lift.
Oh, Nkosiyami.
Had I not moved out of that house, I would be dead right now. So people are ruthless.
I know. Some people are ruthless.
Are they ruthless or were they just ready? You know when you can, like you're saying, the telltale signs are there.
Yes.
So I can see this milk is spilled. Why should I suspend my happiness? Life is too short.
So you
I'll get my enjong sang fun. I get our sang fun and it's kulumile lento. So challenge it you process.
That's it.
Hello, no sip. Done. Do men move on too soon after a breakup?
And I do agree that men move on too fast. They don't heal. They just find something or someone to numb the pain with. And it's very sad, Uncle Tip, because when they do that, they end up bleeding on innocent people. I dated a man who was in a serious relationship for more than 10 years. He was a broken man. I saw the signs. I stayed because I did not realize the seriousness of his brokenness. So just because we think, you know what, we'll get through it. But at the end, it ended up very badly until Mabonda. So I just wish that men can talk, men can just take time to heal, so that they don't bleed on innocent people.
All right. Thank you, Mona Lisa, for that. But, yo, go to my Facebook page, guys. I know, shame. Oh, on this topic. Oh. Nati Hlongwane. Are men? No, they don't really move on too soon. Men are like DJs. They crossfade to the next partner. Like a DJ mixing house. The next track has always been there. Oh my God, no. I don't know how I feel about that statement, by the way.
And moving on too fast. That just simply means, Uti, there was a woman all this time, all along. There was a woman all along. I mean, same applies to women. Not just in marriage, in relationships. I mean, you could just break up or find out next week or tomorrow even. Somthola nomunye umuntu. That only means udala khona leyo muntu. Udala ipartner ekhona. Izinto vele zenzakalayo.
Men, does moving on too soon help? Or does it cause or create more emotional problems? There must be a problem with moving on too soon. What have you, from your experience, realized or learned? Share it, please. I'll take a call on that. She is raring to go. She doesn't even want me to play your song.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's a lindab.
One the enemy.
I know. Come on, say it.
Men are the problem.
And only time, you know, the only time... And it doesn't have to walk far, ne? It's like three steps away from where she's seated to the studio. But when the topic is hot, ne? Zombunzo ngene, ikhala lakhe la lit. She's already fuming. Over what? Why are you fuming?
No, the problem...
Why would you look in Pumulo, okay?
Because I'm a daughter. Ninging. Because men like to make other people accessories to their healing. Why don't you heal yourself? Sing an app.
No, but that's where you enter.
Ding an app. That's where a therapist enters. That's where your pastor enters.
Proverbially.
Literally. Proverbially. Okay.
Remember, proverbs teach us a lot. Right? When a snake bites you, what do you do?
You go to the hospital?
And then how do you cure the bite?
You take out the venom, the poison.
From where?
From the source of the don't.
From the same snake!
Wait, what? You do that?
You can't be bitten by a mamba and go for a cobra venom. No. You go for the very venom that inflicted the pain. Hence, he will say, Yazin, le pain le falling ikipe. Yabo? Nyenyi pain.
Which is another person.
That's Andy now. You're born.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye.
Aye. Busisiwe Mkhwebane is out. Andy's up.
Not me being a public protector.
Cut, cut. Exactly. Gosh, ah. You're getting it.
Immediately no.
Immediately. Immediately he's no. Acting position.
No, thank you. But this is my problem. I don't like that. Because also now, you are giving me extra healing to do. Because now I must heal from this phase of your relationship. And now we're 10 steps
but
back.
But now
you're
shalaji.
I'm shalaji. I mean, if you're my lens, you're shalaji. But... Ah, you must hit me one side, ulungisa the other side.
That's why.
No, but
divorce settlements has arrived as 50%. Remember, 50% of the pension goes both ways.
Hey, Oxala, I'm another problem. I said what I said.
But are you aware?
Mm-hmm.
Your dating pool, basically. What do you mean,
I rebuke, but carry on.
Your dating pool is return soldiers. Your ideal... He's in a relationship with somebody right now. And then he realizes, I was supposed to be with Andy. Ima.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I was supposed to be with Andy. He's busy now breathing that base with wrong people. He's like... Yeah, and he goes back to Andy with a scar.
No, but the problem is that bona baqala ku Andy within, and then as they exit, it's that mess. That's a whole 3 years of mess.
Mm-hmm.
So now I've spent 3 years of just mess.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the bliss?
I need to just like he master sako ngayigcibala.
Okay, uso. Okay. Okay.
He must come back to graduate.
First of all, Zoe, come back just for that look. So you have no leg to
my
stand on.
My point, exactly. Kunini.
Jesus. I had to take a break, okay?
That's what he said.
Wow. So best chat ever tonight.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, that's funny.
Amen.
He's coming back to finish
the break.
That's right.
Oh, okay.
And graduate.
Extend.
And graduate.
Siabo.
Yeah. Over who?
Over me.
Your peace of mind, your healing energies,
mm-mm,
and your love.
I'm not an incubator of healing. Go and heal. Get a therapist. Come to me.
What happened to you being a natural healer?
Immediately now.
/ natural.
Immediately now. Immediately now.
But
no.
Iwa every day.
Immediately, yes. How is that even a question? You must pay me for the waiting period. Because of course. You booking figure look like.
So basically, he can come back. The first thing he must do.
Of course.
Is not say, baby, I'm sorry.
Uh-uh.
I just a pin code.
Ka.
Now I'm a card.
Very good.
Because I'm useless without you.
And me, I'm useless without your money. That's
that's right. That's right.
Yes.
You are my everything.
The dango. I'm trying to think of...
You know what I need before I need it.
Oh. Oh.
I was wrong.
Oh.
Andy.
Yes.
Take me back.
Give me your wallet.
Here.
Ooh.
And the pin number is...
Ah.
Your birthday.
Ooh. And the limit is...
It's up to you.
Very good. Okay. Pasile, no, no.
I'd rather be poor with you.
No. We're not going to be poor. We're not doing that.
Andy,
mm.
That's the reason I left my last relationship. Because before I could finish my trail of thought, baby, I could.
I'd
rather be poor with you than be rich in hell.
Let's be rich on earth. Let's do that.
With you, I'm rich already.
I also need to be financially rich. Not with me.
With my money, with you, it's going to multiply.
Okay, double, double.
You are going to multiply even my efforts.
Okay.
My love.
Okay.
But with you, pain diminishes.
Yeah. Yeah, give me so. Okay, siyabonga. Mm-hmm. I accept.
I'm the dealing I. Right now, we are living in this spring. I'm not school. This is a wounded man talking to you, by the way.
No, he ain't wounded.
This is a man who is dealing, talking to you like that, by the way.
No, but when logic sets in, so once I've finished the money, and then I have to deal with you as a person. When the logic comes back, then I'll realize I'm man. I can't be Yandla and Oprah. I quas.
Well, you're using very not so great examples, but I hear you.
First of all, Yandla's a great example.
Fix my life.
Yes. Her methods may be interesting, but they're effective.
Oprah. Stay there, stay here. I'm the one with the money. I'm just saying.
Next conversation.
Take the last step. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
I think, Basadi, we stay in situations thinking, Kore, you're going to make him a better man or you're going to change him. But then, if Mutu asa ready and asa fully, you know, there's nothing you can do about it. It may be okay for a certain time or naku eating. It's like those people that are dating, with the mentality, or outla chencha Mutu or whatnot. I think then it's that motherly thing, you know, ya hore, Basadi rebom me. Will mold and all that, yeah.
Sbu, hi.
Hey, kujani.
Great me out.
Yo, but I'm gonna go bonga for having this topic.
Okay.
First and foremost, we hold man late, and this is very important for Tina Machita right now. Uchi, sime na banta bafana nani, abaringa nati the way uringa nati ngakona.
Only a pleasure.
So, firstly, thank you for this.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to encourage the young ones, mid-20s, under 35. Prophet, it was ibushungu. It's not, there's no exception. Mosha te because munti amthanda.
Yeah.
Ayi ukuthi ufuna imali yakhe or ufuna kusobise.
Yeah.
No, mosha te ngokuthi amthanda. Understand ukuthi makavaya. Especially if you fall to yakho. I do exception. I'm not advising grand with Tula, Guma Piers Wako. Gents, I'm not exception. We love as much as Abu Mama, but since I'm a flop because, you know, we've made it, man, here. And before, you know, things were not good. They were rejected, Labantu. Now that you've made it, you've got a job, you've got a car, beautiful home. Now you think.
You have access now. But,
you have access. And the thing is, statistically, vele vele, we are. The ratio right now is 2-1.
That's right.
You know? If you play a guy, how much it does a chile, how much it does a shine a whoope, statistically, ama alpha males are few. So, vele vele, we are in demand. But the woman that you love, if you mess up, if you fall for the four KZ was out 10 years ago, most of us ngabe sisashadi. Ukholisa does not take away is this bahaya. Uzomluza Beyonce wakho. Uzomluza. Chibos kubhlungu umbona umuntu wakho sekavaya. Yeyathi you like yo. This used to be my wife. I'm not exception to the pain, and the number I delay, you can only delay it. You can't stop it. It will. It's inevitable.
Did you go for healing? Did you go for therapy to find healing?
Yeah, we don't believe in the less. It takes a while before you find someone of an hour, and it's not a family member, but we are out. But this is how you can move on, ye manje, and uzama ukulungisa. Because into yenzayo uhetha abanye. You know, lento lokuthi you hate people, hate people.
Sbu.
Uhetha abanye. Khotman.
Ithi ngikutshele ntwana. Like you invested in yourself to be where you are.
Yeah.
With education and other things.
Yeah.
Give yourself a gift that will keep on giving. Go find yourself a therapist. Ngiyakutshela uthi yam uzosibonga wena. Yazi uzoshayela izandla ntwana uzo one day uzomispilini uthi bafethu. Thank you for listening. Ngalalela that day utathi athi and ngayenza la ide ngibheka ngikuphi namhlanje.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I don't want to take any more
calls because bro, I'm ibekile
iqedile. Thank you, man. I hope I'm much damn man. Ntwana.
Sure.
Wala melt. Ah no, Tabi so bonke askis. No, Sbu feditse.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.